Okay, the Money Doctor is here. Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. Hello there.
Good morning, Kevin.
All right, what's new?
Well, there seems to be a flurry of calls and direct mail going to people. I'm getting calls saying, I'm interested in refinancing my mortgage. Somebody's calling me. Somebody's sending me mail. They're persistent. It very often looks like it comes from the VA. We're going to give you a brand new VA loan. So it's not that these things aren't legitimate. I can't say that they're not legitimate. But what I want to do is shed a little light on whether you are actually saving money or not and how to figure that out.
Mm.
Because the sales pitch appears to be, hey, we'll refinance your mortgage. We won't even charge you any closing costs. This is a no-brainer for you, and you're going to save $200 a month.
Yeah, and well, closing costs can cost, that could be a lot of money.
So that's what it sounds like. But the key here is they just keep saying to people, and you're going to save $200 a month, and it's not going to cost you anything to do it. So here's what you need to know about this. If they stretch the term of your loan out, of course you're going to save some money. Think about paying for your car over the course of 5 years. What's your car payment? Or if you take it for 6 years.
Right. It's going to get lower.
That's right. Are you saving any money?
Not necessarily.
No, probably not. Okay. Now, it might be that you're saving money if the interest rate is enough of a drop. But I recently had a case where somebody was paying about a little over 3.5%, and the loan that was being proposed was 3.25%, and they were saying they're saving them $200. When you do the math, you realize they're not saving them $200. They're stretching the term of the loan out. So if you have already been paying on your mortgage, let's say for 5 years, and you had a 30-year mortgage, you have 25 years left. If somebody comes to you and says, listen, we're going to save you $200 a month because we're giving you this lower interest rate.
Right.
What you need to say to them is, how much would my payment be if that loan was over 25 years? I know you can't give it to me over 25, but how much is that payment? That way you can match apples to apples.
Sure.
So take the amount of time that you actually have left on your mortgage and that same amount of time and ask the lender to give you that payment. That's the difference in your payment. You might find that it is not very much. And then you can ask, how much interest will I pay back on this loan? And they can carve that out for you. And then you can go back to your original loan documents if you want, or call your banker with your current loan and say, how much interest am I going to pay on mine? So I recently did this for a client, and it turned out they were actually going to pay $25,000 more in interest with the new lower payment because they stretched their loan out again. So all of this is important, but mostly what I want you to remember is when you start refinancing your home again, when you start a new mortgage, you are starting the clock ticking again on your interest. So at the beginning of that loan, you pay almost all interest and almost no principal.
A lot of people don't remember that.
No, all people want to do is save $200 on their payment. So, you know, there could be a better way to do it. You could ask your loan company to modify your loan if you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You could take this deal. But if it's really enough savings after you do this sort of math, I would recommend try to send your original amount of payment to that mortgage, or at least to another debt, so that you're not just putting it back in your pocket if you can afford to do it. If you really need to put it back in your pocket, at least be aware of whether they are actually really saving you money or not. As I said, in this case, the person was actually going to spend $25,000 more with the new loan at the lower interest rate because they're going to pay it for another 6 years.
And it's always important to know the right questions to ask, and you had a couple of good ones right there.
It's just that crazy magic that people love to do to say they're saving you money. Be careful.
The Money Doctor is Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt, which is right here in Western Mass. Easy to get in contact with, and you can do your own research online over at powerdowndebt.com, or you can talk to Dr. Ram by calling...
You bet. 413-774-5555.
And it's 8:58 now. A long bear jam begins for the bear at work. Now on Bear Country 95.3. Good morning.